feel to be back?
Great, man. Can't stop smiling. I'm back with the boys.
How concerned were you when the accident first happened and when you have to miss some time?
Believe it or not, when the accident first happened, I didn't realize how serious it was until I actually got to the hospital. So I thought maybe I just needed some stitches. And they told him I was going to be out for a while. So I had to inform the team, and that's what it was.
How was that process? Was that difficult to have to come to them and tell them what happened?
I mean, no, not at all. Not being able to having to come to them. It's just the whole rehab process and working and trying to get back to where you were. That was hard, but telling them was easy.
Did you wreck or did you flip off of it? Or?
It was just I came off of it because it was like a hump that I didn't see. So, yeah.
Considering you missed time last training camp and then missing the offseason program, what do you have to do to get a little more up to speed with Derek? He told us yesterday that you kind of come to him and hey, let's go throw and you can do that a lot. Is that the big thing?
Yeah, just building chemistry with him. You know, it was a great thing that I had the opportunity to play with him last year. And, during the offseason, when the coaches and some of the training staff allowed me to, I went out with them and caught some balls. So I think the chemistry is still there. I got to get back into football shape.
How much more of that chemistry can be built during kind of offseason training camp stuff than when you're in the season and you're game planning? Is it easier to build that chemistry during this time?
Yeah, it is. I'm very grateful that I'm able to go out and participate in this camp because last year I didn't. So if me and him can establish a great amount of chemistry now, it'll be great for the season.
There are high expectations for this team, but there's high expectations for you also. There's some national type saying this could be a breakout year. Do you absorb any of that? How do you respond to kind of people assuming that you're going to have a good
I just continue to do what I've been doing, man, working hard ever since I've been at Miami, you know. If you work hard, it'll start to show, and I guess that's what it's doing.
Are you expecting your role to expand this year?
Most definitely. Most definitely.
When you look back at last year, what was the toughest adjustment on the field as far as playing tight end and everything?
Just the speed of it and, the defenders, because it's not like college. On this level, everybody's good. So you got to bring your A game every single game.
Do you think you've grown as a blocker since turning pro?
Yeah. To be honest with you, blocking is a will and a want to. It's not like necessarily something you have to do. So if it's in your heart, you'll be great at it.
With so much attention, it's going to be focused on Amari, Michael, and Seth. You kind of get the idea that the tight end is going to get into a lot more favorable matchups in this offense and the way you guys are set up?
I do think so because, with those two great receivers that we have, they're going to draw a lot of attention. So you can't double team one or the other.
Right.
So that leaves a lot of one-on-one matchups.
Do